91.7 KXT, we are very glad to welcome Charlie Mars back to our studios. Charlie.
Always nice to be back in the Big D with you, Mark, 91.7 KXT.
Yeah, welcome back. It's been a little over a year since we've seen you. You're playing tonight at the Kessler Theater, and you've got a new record coming out 1 week from Tuesday called The Money. We'll chat about that in the show and the great state of Mississippi, too, I think. When we after you do a song, what song do you want to do first?
Well, I thought I would start with this song that I wrote. This song I wrote I was in Greenville, South Carolina, Mark, and I called my booking agent and I said, I do not see the club here in Greenville. She said, that's because you're supposed to be in Greenwood, South Carolina.
And how far apart are they?
How long until I start? She said, 90 minutes when you start. And I said, how far is it to Greenwood? She said, 2 hours. So I showed up. They were very stressed when I showed up, which made me stressed. So I was having kind of a stressful night. And then I got back to my Hampton Inn where I was staying at. And I had an apple that I had picked up from the lobby. And I was just hanging out by the window there in the Hampton Inn in Greenwood, South Carolina. And I was thinking about my life and my years on the road and the places that I had been and some of the forgotten places that I tour. You know, because a lot of the time when you tour, you go to the towns and places that people don't even really talk about. And some of those towns are mentioned in this song. But it's a song about the things that I've given up to do what I do and a celebration of some of the in-between towns that I've played. It's called Hell Yeah. And if you're out there in the listening audience, it's a sing-along. It's pretty self-explanatory where to sing along. So here you go. It's a little something like this.
Looking out a rainy window in a hotel in Caroline, drinking free coffee, smoking that smoke from an apple by the exit sign. Can I get a hell yeah? Hell yeah. Oh, I wish I was on that river wide and I was rolling gently home. That I had one last chance to do it all over again. But buy me a house, yeah, with a little white picket fence. Looking out another window, I-20 East Texas 9. South of the rock where I was born, I remember those rusting knives. Can I get a hell yeah? Hell yeah. Oh, I wish I was on that river wide and I was rolling gently home. And that I had one last chance to do it all over again. I'd buy me a house, yeah, with a little white picket fence. Buy me a house, yeah, with a little white picket fence. She said, make me a promise. Make me a promise you can keep, or if you get in trouble, I can get you out. About that girl, I got no doubt. Just to look at all the trouble I've been in. Can I get a hell yeah? That's what you're supposed to say. Hell yeah. Oh, I wish I was on that river wide and I was rolling gently home. And that I had one last chance to do it all over again. I'd buy me a house, yeah, with a little white picket fence. Buy me a house, yeah, with a little white picket fence. I'd buy me a house, yeah, with a little white picket fence. Looking out another window and another picket fence goes by. Can I get a hell yeah? Hell yeah.
Thanks. That was great.
Thank you, Mark.
It's Charlie Mars on 91.7 KXT. That is, well, it's a preview of what you're going to see tonight at the Kessler, because this is a solo acoustic tour.
This is a combination of solo acoustic tour / full band shows along the way.
Yes, because you've got a few full band shows coming up in Austin in a couple of weeks.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and the new album, The Money, is out 1 week from Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you recorded this, like your last few albums, in Texas, because I think you've spent more time in Texas than I have.
I would say that's true.
At this point, yeah.
I think so, definitely. Maybe. I don't know. You've been here a while now.
Been here a while, but you know, you did go to SMU. I always got to work that in.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
So you got that.
I did. I'm a Stang.
Yeah. So you made it at Sonic Ranch. You did a Kickstarter. You got together some great musicians, and...
Yeah. I just, you know, pieced it all together, and we made it to... Sonic Ranch is a studio on a 7,000-acre pecan grove in, 40 miles east of El Paso, in a town called Tornillo, Texas, which is a small border community. And the owner of the studio there is a real, he's a cosmopolitan man. And we had an incredible experience there. We lived in the studio, and he has a hacienda, and he has like little ladies that cook in the mornings. It was incredibly good food, and there's four studios there, so it was mostly artists from Latin America, Mexico, and Argentina, and a lot of, it makes for a real interesting hang, and a beautiful time of year. I was there in February and March, so it was really pretty down there, and the leaves were just starting to come on the trees in the pecan groves, and I have to say it was probably my favorite recording experience that I've had.
Did you make it down to Big Bend at all while you were there?
I did, yeah. I spent 2 weeks in Marfa prior to going to the studio to finish up the songs. And I went down to Big Bend for a whole day one day. And I'm going to go back there. That's an incredible part of the country. And every time I go to that part of West Texas and Alpine and Presidio and Marfa and El Paso and all that, there's something so majestic and so... it makes me feel inspired by just the fact that it reminds me of how insignificant I am in the face of such a vast universe that I forget a lot of times, because most places you can't see the stars like that, or you can't see the vistas that go on forever that make you feel like, you know, something like you're just a part of this big thing. I can't really put into words what I feel when I'm over there, but it's special, and I always want to go back. Unlike a lot of places that I go, I don't get that kind of lawless, you know, I feel like I've just stepped into a lawless territory where anything could happen, and it makes my blood flow. I love it.
Yeah, there's this kind of power out in the desert. It's weird, and it's got to be a good source for inspiration.
I love it. I would live over there. I would live over there for sure. If only there was a Whole Foods market.
Or maybe I was going to think you were going to say more water. That might help too, you know.
Well, I mean,
it's a tough thing.
I like it when they separate the fruit and then they put it in the plastic thing and you can just buy it like that. So, I don't know. I would miss some of my
creature.
Or like they don't have those movie theaters that have the Lazy Boy chairs where you can just sit back and watch a good movie. So every time I start thinking I want to live way out in the country, far away from all this madness, then I think that would last a week.
Yeah, see, you've gotten spoiled on life on the road. Yeah.
I'm definitely not that, Mark. If you had spent the last 24 hours with me, you would know that is not true.
Charlie Mars is our guest here in the studio. Oxford, Mississippi is where you call home, and there's a little bit of Mississippi on this record, too. I talk about some of your friends in Oxford.
Yeah, I'm a lifelong Mississippian, really. I lived in New York for a few years, and I lived in Dallas for 4 years when I went to college, but I've always held strong to the roots, and I think that, you know, I write most of my material when I'm home there, and I think the reason that my life is so rootless, you know, I'm gone so much and I travel so much that it's, you know, part of it is just an illusion in my head, but I love to come home to somewhere and see someone that I've known for 20 years, because it makes me feel like I'm a part of something. And that's what I get when I go there, you know. It's Jesse, and it keeps me on the ground, you know. It keeps me, not that I really need that much to stay on the ground because I'm on it, but it does just remind me where I'm from. And I always take a lot of inspiration from being around people that I have a history with.
Yeah. I enjoyed seeing some of your fellow Mississippians come out at your Live Oak show with last time you were in town in Fort Worth. There were a lot of Mississippi people.
Were there some Hellraisers there?
Yeah, they came up and said hi to you after the show. They all seemed to, know you. It's always great to see. Well, Charlie Marr's playing tonight at the Kessler. What song do you want to play next?
This next song is the title track off of the new album, and it's also the first single. It's called "The Money."
Thought when we got the money we could buy the pain away, but then we got it, and when we got it, the money wanted to stay in my head like a rocket. Girl, you know I can't stop it. I thought when we got the money, I thought when we got the money, oh, I thought when we got the money, maybe things could be okay. My baby go, me and my baby go down to the island. We ride around in the limousine. I be soaking up the sun, she reading that Vogue magazine. And I keep her in my head like a rocket. Girl, you know I can't stop it. I thought when we got the money, I thought when we got the money, oh, I thought when we got the money, maybe things could be okay. I don't know why me and my baby go down, yeah. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know why me and my baby go down, yeah. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. But if I could make everything alright, maybe I would. I thought if we got the money, we could buy the pain away. And we got it, and when we got it, honey, I wanted to stay in my head like a rocket. Girl, you know I can't stop it. In my head like a rocket. Girl, you know I can't stop it. In my head like a rocket. Girl, you know I can't stop it. I thought when we got the money, I thought when we got the money. In my head like a rocket. Girl, you know I can't stop it, yeah. In my head, like that rocket. Girl, you know I can't stop it, yeah. I thought when we got the money, maybe things could be okay.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Charlie Marr's on 91.7 KXT. That one's going to be on the new album, The Money. You can pre-order it now. It comes out a week from Tuesday, October 14th. And, of course, you're playing tonight at the Kessler, your first time playing at the Kessler. I think you're really going to like that room.
I've heard a lot about it from Bob Schneider, but I've never played there. And tonight I will not be able to say that anymore.
There you go. Glad to see that. Well, wish you the best of luck on the road. And I love that you always come back and see us here. So thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks for having me. And, by the way, if you're sitting out there going, I don't know what I'm going to do tonight, maybe I would go see this guy, I would say, come. Because you don't even need to know my songs. We're going to have fun.
So, yeah. You put on a great show.
Bring it.
Yeah. It's Charlie Marr on 91.7 KXT.